King of the universe. And hear about Jesus Christ, the Shepherd King. Sounds like a sort of a contradictory term when you think about it. A shepherd, as we heard in the first reading and in the psalm, is one who cares for his sheep and cares for his flock and tends to them and helps them and does what he can to make sure they can make it through all the troubles that they encounter. But we think of a king as one who rules, but not in the case of Jesus. Jesus is probably the only one that could fit that title in the right way, the Shepherd King. Jesus is one who judges fairly. You hear that in the gospel. He's judging the ones who have been following what they have been taught, who have been helping others, who have been caring for others. And he says they're going to go to eternal life, and the others will go to eternal punishment. Did you happen to notice that both the sheep and the goats, all of them, nobody knew why Jesus was talking to them? He said, when did you see us being good to those, to other people, caring for other people, feeding others when they were hungry, clothing them when they were naked, and giving them food, water to drink when they're thirsty? And Jesus tells the ones who did that, I saw you do that. When you did it to others, you did it to me. You see me in others. But he says to the ones who didn't do that, I saw you turn them down, turn them away. You saw the people in need, and you didn't give them food, you didn't give them drink. The sheep did, but the goats didn't. You feel like goats over here? The truth is that everybody has some sheep and some goats in them. Everybody, at some one time or another, does answer the call and does take care of their brother or sister in need. Everybody, at one time or another, when they should be paying attention to caring for their brother or sister, they fail to do it. We need to try and pay attention to those times. We need to try and follow what Jesus taught us and care for others in need. There's a story that I believe illustrates this concept really well, about as well as can be done. Story about a king who lived in a land long, long, long ago. He was king of the land. And he was getting old. But he didn't have any children to take over his kingdom. And he died. So he thought he would try and solve that problem. He put up a notice in every town in the kingdom asking people to come and apply to be in his family. He said that the only qualifications were love God and love him. So there was this one peasant boy in one of the towns that thought he might like to try and be in the king's family and inherit the kingdom. But he was poor, and he wore clothes that were torn and tattered. He didn't have nice clothes, and he felt bad about going to interview with the king. So he decided he would get some jobs and make some money. He did that. He earned enough money to buy some nice clothes, and he did that. He dressed himself nicely, and one day he set off for the castle where the king was. He got about halfway there, and it was a really cold day, and he encountered this older fellow wearing clothes that were torn and that weren't covering him well, and he was shivering. It was so cold, and he was shivering. So he felt sorry for that fellow. They were about the same size, so they traded clothes. He gave the clothes to the older, put his clothes, nice clothes, to the older fellow to wear. And he took the tattered clothes. And he thought, well, not much point. making fun of him because he didn't look very good. He told him why he was there, wanted to see the king. So they took him to the king's chambers, the throne room, whatever. They opened the door, and he went in, and there was the king on the throne, wearing his nice clothes that he had given the king. This was the king he had encountered on the road. The king came down off his throne and said, "Welcome, my son." So he got the inheritance. That's what it's telling us in today's gospel. When we see people in need, when we care for them, if that's the way we live our lives, we will be rewarded with going to heaven, going to eternal life with God. I think there are three truths in these readings. The first one is that Jesus saved us from our sins by suffering, dying, and rising again for us. All the year long, we hear readings that are geared toward that concept. We know that. We know that Jesus suffered and died for us, and that our sins are forgiven because of it. But the second truth, we also know that God gave us free will, and we can choose to say no to what Jesus has won for us. We can choose to sin and not ask forgiveness and not be sorry, not be contrite at all, and turn it down. And there are people who will do that. We can choose to say no to what God gave us, to what Jesus gave us. The third truth is one that we don't hear about except this time of year. There will be a time when we will be judged. When Jesus, King of the universe, all nations will be assembled before him. The universe is a big place. I used to read Christian astronomer that talked about there are a million galaxies. Can you imagine that? A million galaxies? We can't comprehend it. Jesus is the King of the universe, and we will come face to face with the King of the universe when we die. And he'll reveal to us what our actions during our lives has earned us. All this talk about Judgment Day and the end of time, it sort of takes the focus away from the fact that it all depends on what happens now in our lives. It's so important to remember that living today, what we do today and tomorrow, that's what